Loggeria.
Welcome to Loggeria, the Arts and Entertainment Podcast, where we talk about movies, music, and TV shows. My name's Clark Hubbard.
My name is Catherine M. Chappelle.
I'm Liz Caldwell.
My name is Corey Adams.
And for the first time this semester, are we all four in this room?
Oh my gosh, we're all together.
Let's all discuss our various excuses for why we've personally missed the podcast. I'll start. Oh, I haven't missed a podcast episode. Corey, what have your excuses been?
Honestly, guys, you can only handle so much Clark. You got to take him in small doses.
That is fair.
And we spend a lot of time together.
This
semester especially. So I just
You wouldn't believe the amount of time we've spent together.
Oh, that's good.
Liz,
that's fun.
What have your so-called excuses been for missing the podcast?
Yeah, so-called.
I had a mass in my lung for a second, and then one time I also got into a car wreck. So I missed that week, too.
Jeez.
You showed up late that week.
Katie.
The car wreck week.
I did show up later.
She did, yeah.
See. I didn't show up. I wasn't there.
Yeah, Katie, what's your excuse?
Yeah, Katie, what's your excuse?
I was going to say crippling anxiety, but that just seems too
Did you take a GRE? Blase.
I've taken several GREs, and by that I mean two, which was the general and then the subject test for literature.
And you killed both of them, right?
Sure.
We'll go with that.
I only have scores back for one, and I've just been having stress dreams. So I wake up every 30 minutes. It's fun. Life's fun right now. Life's
minutes.
A good thing.
Super good. Hey, life is always a good thing.
Life's a good
Loggeria thing. Today is supported by optimism.
Optimism.
Let's start out by talking about movies that we've been watching. Catherine M. Chappelle, would you care to lead this discussion?
Here I am. I will lead us into My Friend Dahmer. Not My Friend. That's the movie, which is misleading because it makes you think that they were friends. But really, the main character just used Dahmer for entertainment. So, not just saying... Yeah,
spoiler alert?
The face that... No, it's not a spoiler at all.
Oh, okay.
It happens right at the very beginning.
Is this just how Corey and my relationship is?
I don't know which way you're talking about. Are you Dahmer?
I don't know.
Honestly, I think we take turns.
I think so, too.
Oh, that's sweet. That's nice.
Hey,
they took no turns.
We're both Jeffrey Dahmer.
So, it's a true story. And it's by a man who wrote a graphic novel. He... ended up becoming a graphic novelist, and he's very interested in art throughout the movie. And it's about what he sort of imagines to be happening. So part of it is definitely fictional, but also part of it is very real. And those parts are that they created a fan club about Jeffrey Dahmer because Jeffrey Dahmer, in I think what was an attempt to get attention and people to talk to him, his father made him stop playing with bones, which is a real sentence, and convinced him to go out and make friends. And so he started pretending to have epileptic seizures.
There we go.
In the hallways, and would just have major episodes in the hallways and just everywhere. And so this guy and his couple of friends were like, let's make a fan club about Jeffrey Dahmer. And at one point, like, this girl's like, is Jeffrey Dahmer your muse? Because he just continues to draw pictures of him over and over again. And he implies that he almost became Dahmer's first victim.
Interesting.
So it
so
is
this is like
very
high school
interesting.
Dahmer?
High school Dahmer, yeah. And so it's him... It's really him just using Dahmer, and it shows that like some of the friends are like, you know, is this right? Are we doing this? Is this okay? Because clearly, like, he becomes an alcoholic at this time. Like, things are not going well, and it's just a very interesting thing. And so they're like, well, he's not really our friend. We just like kind of make fun of him. And I also think it's interesting then that he named the book. And I also the graphic novel might be different, but he did name it My Friend Dahmer, which I think. Is dumb and awful. Yeah.
I think that's interesting that it's him in high school. I looked it up and he's played by Ross Lynch.
Yeah, he was a Disney star.
Yeah, those Disney Channel
people. Yeah, and then one of the brothers from the Naked Brothers band, Alex Wolf.
Yeah. So, like, haven't heard of him in a long time.
Well, I follow him and his brother, Nat, on Instagram.
He's the younger brother, Alex.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really interesting.
I like their music, and so I follow them on Instagram.
Does he have the Naked Brothers band?
No, they do some other stuff. I've listened to a few of their other stuff.
Okay, cool.
Very cool. Liz, what's your movie that you brought to the table today?
My movie is How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Mm. Very different mood.
Very different mood. And
My Friend Dragon.
My Friend Toothless. And I watched it again because I wanted to. And it was so good. It was even better the second time around. It's precious. And it made me really happy. And, you know, it doesn't ask too much of you. Usually second movies, like sequels to anything, are absolutely terrible. But this one was honestly, like, just as good as the first one. And I liked the way that they took it and the story that they did. And they didn't, like, do all of the tropes that I expected.
Very cool. As compared to the first one, the first one's, like, I don't know. It feels like a movie that you've seen before, but you still really enjoy watching it. You're like, oh, I bet I know what's about to happen here. And for the most part, you do. So how does the second one... Is the second one like that, or is it just taken an entirely new direction, or how does it stack up to the first one? Because I've only seen that first one.
I mean, I think it took a new direction. There was, like, one big plot twist that I didn't really see, especially at the beginning of the movie. I definitely didn't really see, like, coming. And
was it Dragon Love?
No. It's not Dragon Love. Thank the Lord.
Is that in the third one?
Yeah, apparently, and whoops. I don't know how that's going to go. But, no, this one was, like, it got pretty... I guess, like, more real than the first one got, because you were like, oh, it gets into, like, some actual kind of issues that people really have.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Corey?
So the movie I'm going to talk about is called The Ornithologist. And this movie...
Birdman?
No. Ornithologist. Well, I'll talk about it in a second, but basically this movie...
Why are you talking about this movie, Corey?
It is the best example of... a wild ride. And I'm talking about it in honor of Dr. Kerfoot. And in class today, I had Dr. Kerfoot. He's a raptor man.
So this is about birds?
Takes care of birds. Kind of. So the basic plot is there's this guy. He's, I think he's Portuguese. He's Portuguese. And he is in this area looking for a specific bird, right? He's an ornithologist. But it ends up happening where he's like in this forest along the
Rhine,
the Compostela, the big road.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, so there's this big hiking trail. Yes, yeah. It starts in like France somewhere, and it goes through Spain, and it's like a really popular hiking trail for nature enthusiasts. And so he's on it though, looking for this bird, but then it gets like real crazy, real quick, and he's sick, and it's not in English. But there's not a lot of dialogue anyway. But the guy...
the Camino de Santiago.
Yeah, the Camino de Santiago, yeah, is the name of the road that they're on.
The car of Saint Iago.
Camino is not car, but yes.
I think an El Camino's a car.
Yes. Anyway, so what's happening is the guy, but he's sick and he like needs his medicine like to live, but he ends up losing it. He's like trying to get it as this like washed down river because it's like a river where he is, but he ends up getting lost. And there's these like two, I don't know. There's these two girls who find him. He tries to get their help, and I know he wakes up. I don't want to spoil it. You probably won't watch it, but if you do, I need you to get all of the surprises. And just a lot happens, and it gets super trippy, super trippy. But it is a crazy movie. I would actually recommend you watch it though, because it's like very interesting, and like it's trippy interesting, not just stupid, right? And I'm sure there's some Freudian stuff that I don't get going on, but you should definitely, it's on Netflix and stuff, but it's a wild ride.
Yeah. I don't have the Oedipal complex, I have the bird complex.
Same, don't we all?
Don't we all have the bird complex?
Is this in English?
No, so okay. Like, you can watch it with subtitles, but like the guy, he speaks Portuguese, there is some English in it. Right, so he talks to these two girls who are, like, I think Chinese, and their common language is English, so they speak in English. But like I said, the movie isn't dialogue-heavy. It's mainly him versus nature is the big conflict. But literally, there's just so many things in that movie. I don't want to spoil any of it, though. Like, you need to go watch it and, I don't know, sit down for it because you're going to stand up.
Oh, my goodness. What a good log line. Corey, you should write log lines for movies. Sit down for The Ornithologist, because at some point, you're going to stand up. All right, my movie this week was Moon, starring Sam Rockwell. Rockwell, Corey, do you know what Rockwell was in? What else?
No.
One of the Iron Mans. Which one? And then
was it the first one?
Oh no! Hold on, just a second. He was in. Never mind. G-Force, the movie with the hamsters.
I was going to say the hamster movie. That's what we're talking about.
He was in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, The Green Mile, Iron Man 2. Shut up, Corey.
I literally just looked it up. Okay. Liz, you can back me up.
Same.
Liz, stop backing
He was in The Green Mile as well.
Yeah.
Who was he in The Green Mile?
He was...
Sam Rockwell. Anyways, Moon is a movie where Sam Rockwell, plays a character named Sam Bell, and Sam Bell is an astronaut on the moon. Now, in this future, we can get HE3 from the moon based on some sort of solar fusion that's happening with the moon.
Yeah.
And so it's like, the movie starts out and it's like, where are we now? And it's like, we used to have all these crowded cities. We used to have all of this pollution. But now, thanks to HE3 and the Lunar Project, and so... this group called Lunar, which is sort of like NASA, they have one person on the moon at a time, and he does a 3-year stint all by himself because, there's a lot of aspects that are similar. He's doing this all by himself, but then he gets into an accident while he's on a rover. He wakes up in the infirmary, and he's trying to figure stuff out. No. He's in the infirmary. There's a computer/robot named Gertie that is voiced by Kevin Spacey, which gives me a lot of bad feelings because I expected the robot to be much eviler than it was just because of who voiced it and because of who they are. But the robot's not bad in this one space movie. He's sort of helpful, actually. Anyways, Sam Bell, he's up here by himself, and then he starts seeing stuff. He got into this accident, and he starts having hallucinations. He goes out one day onto the moon just to get away from everybody else. Gertie's trying to keep him inside. He's trying to keep him in this, like, it's not a spaceship. It's like a moon base, sort of. And then he finds the rover that he crashed in, but there he is inside. And this is not...
Excuse me?
Yeah, this is not a plot twist because it happens earlier on. It turns out that he's just clones. And the lunar program has been cloning him for hundreds of years. Every 3 years, they clone him again.
So it's like someone takes a lunar stint for 3 years, but it's just him.
It's just been his clone this whole time. And so that seems like it would be like the final plot twist of the movie, but it's really not. And so it's one version of him with the next clone of him, and they're just having all these philosophical conversations about what this means. And then they're like, we should try and escape. Because there's a rescue team coming, because something did actually go wrong this time, so there's a rescue team coming, and they're like, well, how do we do this? Like, what's the point? Like, am I a clone? What does that mean? So it's a really interesting philosophical movie, and it's just Sam Rockwell just, like, the whole time. He's the character, and he's talking to himself, and there's also Gertie, voiced by Spacey. But it's very interesting. It's well shot, and it's a really good film. Definitely would check it out.
Man, sometimes I wonder, am I a clone? Liz?
Yes. Liz.
Thanks.
Liz, no, Liz.
Now I know.
That's who you saw earlier. Was Corey's clone?
It was Corey's clone.
Yeah, Clark must have been. Clark was just like, you were just here, Corey, and I was not here.
I would
at
like
all.
To blame Daniel Patterson for this miscommunication.
Oh, no, don't blame Daniel.
It's too late.
I've already blamed Daniel for everything.
If you remember Daniel, he was on an episode last week.
Yes. Was it last week?
I don't remember if it was last week.
It feels like it was last week.
It must have been Daniel. Who knows? Daniel, this episode is brought to you by Daniel Patterson.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
With that, let's move on to the television section. Liz Caldwell.
Okay. I am really on a Steven Universe kick right now.
Is that Steven with a V or a PH?
A V.
Oh.
Always a V.
Is that Universe with a V or a T?
A V. Also.
Oh, Katie is reaching. Okay.
Uniters.
Stefan Uniters.
It is Stefan Uniters. It's a really, really, really great cartoon. Comes on Nick. Don't watch it now. Only watch seasons 1 through 3 because those are the only ones that matter. But right now, I'm about to, like, after this, I'm going to go watch a cute, cozy holiday Steven. A Thanksgiving Steven. Mm. So... it's just about a kid. I should, you know, give you the
what is it
the
about?
Yeah, maybe
Rebecca Sugar.
What?
Rebecca Sugar used to be like my idol, and now she's not. because now I think Steven Universe is kind of terrible because they, like, appealed to the masses. But before, like, the whole idea is this little boy who, his mom is a Gem, which is a race that is in, like, outer space.
And oh, so you're not just, like, saying she's really valuable.
No. No, she is really valuable.
I mean, she is really valuable, but okay. They're referred to as gems because, like, you know, the gems are, like, pearl and
like Gem Halpert.
Yes,
from The Office.
Yes,
exactly like that.
That's she
exactly
is a Jim. She's a clone.
She's a clone of Jim Halpert. Fan theory.
Love that.
Right. So, you know, and then this is their child, Steven. But Steven is special because his dad is a human and his mom is this outer space
a
race.
Mudblood.
Yes. So I don't know how contorted the Steven universe, you know,
we don't
synopsis
talk like
is
that
actually
in
gonna be.
This podcast.
What?
We don't use language like that in this podcast, Clark.
I'm sorry. A dirt plasma.
blood, dirt plasma.
I hate it, but I'll take it, so.
We are crystal gems. We always
save the day.
What's happening?
And if you think you can't, oh, we can't.
What's happening? Where am I? What is this?
Keep going.
I don't like this.
Why the people of this world.
No, don't do this to me.
Garnet
no, guys.
And
you can't see it, audience members, but there's now a goat, and it's being sacrificed on an altar.
But yeah, watch it for the
it's great.
Good.
It's so good. And then it's not just a kid's show. I actually cried watching it.
The opening sequence is a bop.
It is a bop.
As it should be.
That's what we just said.
The closing is a bop.
The middle, some say that
the
is
middle,
also
you know
a
what?
Bop.
There are songs in the middle and they're bop.
The street name for Steven Universe is
bop.
Bop Universe.
Bop Universe.
Corey, what is your television show for this week?
All right. So we're going to throw all the way back. So, The Legend of Korra. So, if you, maybe, in your childhood, watched Avatar The Last Airbender.
I did.
An amazing show. I may have talked about it already on the podcast.
Who knows?
But, specifically, we're going to talk about Legend of Korra Season 3. All right? Season 4, arguably trash. 3, probably trash. Season 1, not trash. They just weren't used to the Korra yet. You know, it was experimental, some might say. But Season 3... So for those of you who like the Avatar The Last Airbender, the original show, some of the best stuff about it was super like kid-friendly, but also deep and philosophical. There was a lot of life lessons that you would learn through these wise characters or through the decisions that these younger characters would make after being given hard choices to make. You see a lot of good stuff like turn the other cheek and forgiveness and big heavy topics even sometimes. And in Season 3 of Legend of Korra, Season 1 and 2 were not like this. Season 3, though, you have all of that. And then also the other aspect of, you know, Avatar The Last Airbender was the bending, right? So if you don't know about the show, the idea is that there are different races of people who can control the elements. You know, if you're born with the ability to, you can control the elements. And the Avatar, specifically, can control all four elements. So The Legend of Korra is about Korra, the new Avatar, who can control all the elements. And she has to keep balance, and it's, like, political. And some people don't have the ability to bend, and some people do. And in Season 3, you see a lot of cool fight scenes that are just, like, people using these bending things, and they can, like, do it differently than you have in the past, and it's just super good, and you get more to the heart of what Avatar The Last Airbender was originally, that you sort of lost, like I said, in the first and second season. Third season is sort of like a return to home, but don't keep watching it, because once again, the fourth season, trash. Good parts, but Season 3 is the best overall. There's like disabled characters who are like, there's like a girl without arms, and she's like super powerful and everything still. There are characters who, like they show a lot of strong women characters, which you don't usually see, especially in like superhero stuff. Because I mean, like Korra is the Avatar herself. She's basically a superhero, and then the villain is super good. It's super good. So if you are into the show, Avatar The Last Airbender, definitely watch the Season 3. If you're not into the show, also maybe jump in, and you could probably watch Season 3 without too much, you know, confusion, and still be able to get a lot out of it. So, Legend of Korra Season 3. Nickelodeon.
Was it legendary?
It was legendary. Just Season 3.
Just, you're right, yeah.
That's okay.
Do not watch season one and tell me it's trash, because I know.
I am going to talk about, for my television show, The End of the Heckin' World, is what we're going to call it. That's not quite the Netflix title, but if you type in End of the World, you'll find this television show. It is a show about this kid who is, and Corey, correct me if I'm wrong, but a psychopath.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to embrace my psychopathic tendencies. I'm going to kill my first victim. Yeah. And so he starts befriending this girl, and he's like, I'm going to bring her over to my house, and then I'm going to kill her, and then I'll finally be a real psychopath. And he's like, he's like sort of putting this up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And so stuff goes a little bit wrong with his plan, and they run off together, and they go off on this like adventure, this psychopath and the girl that he thought he was going to kill, but is slowly becoming friends with. And it's interesting because like during the first season, has the second one come out yet?
No, the second one has not come out.
The second one should be coming out at some point soon. Because the first season ended on a heck of a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
But he starts to be like, what if I'm not a psychopath? But then he's like, no, I'm pretty sure I am, but what if I'm not? And it's exploring these ideas of mental issues that people have. It's exploring friendship, especially like the fallen nature of adults is shown really well. Like lots of times when we see these teenage television shows, we'll just see adults shown as like, ah, they're all good guys or they're all bad guys. But in this one, you're like, oh, I like the adults. But then they'll do something and you'll be like, yeah, that's what a real person would do. And it's frustrating, but it's cool to see such a realistic show in a lot of ways like that.
Yeah, I think it's really cool because it's comedic. Like there's a guy, he's just like, I'm going to finally kill my first victim. And then it's almost like a rite of passage as a serial killer, you know, but it ends up being interrupted. And there's this super...
Oh, so he tries to kill someone?
He has plans. Okay. It's not like he attempts to and fails or anything.
Well,
watch the show. But it's just like you see these like teenagers, and they have this very teenage mentality about these things, because it's like his victim, who is his friend, she has like these thoughts, and you see like her thoughts, and then what she actually says, and it's so funny how she's just like, I don't know. They had this developing relationship, and it's just funny on so many different levels.
It's such a funny show. It's very dark, but it's very funny. Definitely check out that show.
It's on Netflix, so
absolutely
easy access.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, if this is a spoiler, then just don't answer. Is this like, is it, you say friend, but is it like actually like a romantic thing?
Quasi.
Okay.
Like, you're not even sure by the end of the first season. You're like, I think she wants it to be. I think that's definitely her plan, actually.
Yeah.
But if he is a psychopath, then he doesn't have any feelings, but he sort of has feelings, so he's trying to figure out where he is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
It's a developing thing. We still don't know all the answers. Katie Chappell. Catherine M.
Here
Chappell.
I am. This week, I'm coming to you with season two of Making a Murderer.
Ma'am. Making a Murderer, ma'am.
Is it murderer or murder? Making a murder?
Making a murderer. Because it is about being framed. A question mark? Oh, wow. That.
Or were they framed?
It's the whole question.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Serial. It's the podcast Serial on a TV show.
I don't know what that meant.
What?
It's Making a Murderer.
Who is that?
You've never heard of Serial?
I don't. Serial, like the breakfast food?
No, like the podcast.
Cereal, I'm very familiar like with...
Katie, what... Hold on. We're going to pause here. What phone game are you playing right now while we're on this podcast? No. We have to talk about this now, Katie.
Solitaire game.
It's a solitaire game. What sort of solitaire is it? Is it special solitaire? No, you're just playing solitaire while we're trying to record a podcast.
Okay. She was doing a great job. I didn't even notice.
I didn't notice either.
Yeah.
I've been watching her for about 10 minutes, and I've just been curious
been a
this
long
whole time.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You've been holding your phone, like, horizontally, though, and I did wonder why you were doing
That's
that.
That's the reason why. I was going to put it down, but then I realized there was a timer thing on something. So I had to keep going.
It was meant to be just like a one-time, quick, you know, solitaire game, but then she got drawn
in. It really dragged me in.
Well, anyway, go back to Making a Murderer.
So, kind of like the police dragged in the two characters in Making a Murderer, if you do believe that they were in fact framed, which I think it is actually sort of without question that one of them was innocent.
And this is fictional or non-fictional?
This is real. This is a documentary
series. Oh, it's a documentary, and then it's about one instance.
It's actually about two instances. A man named Steven
Universe.
No.
Universe.
I don't know if I can find this because my phone.
If not, you can just play solitaire and then we
can. Fight me, Clark. Making a murderer, Steven something, and he was sent to prison. He was sent to prison, and they actually proved that he was not responsible for the crime, the rape that he was sent to prison for.
Stephen Avery.
Yes, Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey are the two characters. So he was in jail for I think around 20 years for rape he didn't commit. And by the time they found out, they were told at one point, and they didn't do anything about it. They put a lot of effort into getting him convicted for this crime that he didn't actually commit. So there's a lot of things. He ends up getting out, and then less than a year later, he's doing a lawsuit against the police department, and then gets convicted or arrested for the murder of this woman. And then they take in his nephew, who was...
Oh, is it the woman who accused him?
No.
No. Just some woman, he just...
What? What? It's a woman died, so she's not alive to accuse him. But the police are supposedly framing him.
Oh, okay. I see what's happening.
Yes, okay.
I see why they think that... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so... yeah, and I can't give you all of the things that happened, but the nephew, Brendan Dassey, has some sort of learning disability, and they show you the tape of his confession, which is why I say it's undoubtedly to me this man's innocent. They ask him leading questions, and he just agrees with him, kind of like a student would if they had a learning disability and they were in a class and a teacher was asking them a leading question and they wanted to get the answer right. And so just trusting the people in authority above him, but not realizing that what he was saying would have such detrimental consequences.
Jeez.
So very heavy. First season is amazing. After that, there was a lot of outlash, but now backlash against the system. But also, it's very heavy for the family of the woman who was murdered, obviously, and the town itself. And so, there's a lot of interesting things. But season two is about their continued attempts to appeal.
Okay. Very cool. That sounds really interesting. I'll have to check that out. Making a Murderer, or Ma'am, available on Netflix?
Yes. Solitaire is available on the iTunes app. Feel free to download it.
Sweet, sweet. Corey, let's talk about music. And for music today, we're going to keep it a little bit shorter than our other sections.
Yeah. So for music today, I am talking about specifically a song by Space. It's featuring Prince Fox and Quinn XCII.
Quintix, yeah.
That's what they call him. And take a listen.
I think I'm too close for comfort. Where did I go wrong? Nothing ever seems to come out right. You tell me that you need me as you're walking out the door. I wish you would've stayed just one more night. Tell me, do you even ever?
Wild stuff.
Yeah. I actually had never heard of the artist. I was on Netflix. I was on Spotify. And, you know, if you have a playlist and the playlist runs out, it'll just play, you know, station songs or whatever. And it's one of those songs. So I just really liked it because, I don't know, this is sort of vibe of the songs that I like to listen to. You know, some bass. If you listen to it, like, through a car stereo, it's pretty good. But, yeah, I just really like the chill vibe of it.
Absolutely. Beautiful stuff. For my artist today, I'm going to be playing Emperor X. He's got a lot more popular songs and maybe a lot better songs, but this song's called Do Not Punch the Horse in the Throat, and it's just a very interesting...
I'm so ready for this.
It's very interesting.
Clark, how'd you find this song?
We're going to listen to about the last 30 seconds.
Too hard.
I like the part about the throat.
Punch in the throat!
Yeah, that's good.
Emperor X has a lot of really, really good songs. And I don't know if that's really one of them, but it's super interesting. And I really like the piano in that. So yeah, check out Emperor X on Spotify, iTunes, and SoundCloud, maybe. I don't
know.
The
piano slide was really, really nice.
Glissando.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely his second album, Erica Western Teleport, and his newest album called Oversleepers International are the two most popular ones. So check out either of those. Katie, tell us about your music.
I'm actually just going to do a dramatic reading of my song.
Okay. This is Loggeria is a place for free expression.
I have it ready if you want.
No,
Corey.
Corey.
Thank you.
Please don't. This is her First Amendment right.
Yeah.
The lyrics are better than the song anyway.
Oh, I guess I can't actually read. I can't read all of this. But that's okay. That's fine. I'll just, if I need to bleep something out, I will. Thought I'd end up with Sean, but he wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. And for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, because he was an angel. One taught me love. One taught me patience. And one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing. I've loved and I've lost, but that's not what I see. So, look what I got. Look what you taught me. And for that, I say, thank you, next. Boop. Okay, if you don't know that song, it's
She added the boop.
No, the boop was in
the boop
original.
Was there. The boop's there. You just haven't heard it. by Ariana Grande, a fantastic song.
I now understand so many memes.
Right, yeah. I definitely commented and made fun of something that Josh Mays said on Twitter.
Josh Mays listened to this podcast, so if you'd like to take this opportunity
to publicly
apologize. So Josh
Mays, I would
apologize.
Like to say that I still stand my response to you. It was still funny, but now I do get the reference and it makes more sense. So, yeah.
Very good.
So, and what's the name of the song?
Thank you, next.
Okay. Her newest single.
She's moving on to her next ones, but she's also...
Her next victim. My friend self. Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm doing this this guy and this girl named O Wonder, and they're British. I really, really, really like their music because every single song that they put out there is just a hit with me because it's like really, really chill, but at the same time, like, if you kind of want to vibe to it, you can. So this song is from one of their first albums. It's just a self-titled album, O Wonder, and it's called Technicolor Beat.
Let loose your glow, come settle down, and I feel like for the very first time, love in my arms and the sun in my eyes. I feel safe in the 5 a.m. light. You carry my fears as the heavens set fire.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Okay, so, yeah.
Corey approved.
They're pretty nice.
You like a lot of British bands, don't you?
I don't know why I'm really into, like, all things BBC. It's not a...
Is this produced by BBC?
Probably. By BBC. I don't know. It's just classy.
Hey, that's okay. Corey, what question do you have for me?
I have no questions for you.
You sure?
Positive.
Interesting.
I think you do have a question.
Did we all go over our songs?
We did.
That was quick.
We did. Hey, let's give it up for us.
Let's go.
Aww.
Let's
Katie
go.
Katie, clap. Stop playing Solitaire. I'm not. I'm playing Sudoku. Lageria.
Well, with that, let us talk about not the entertainment that we're excited about that's upcoming, but the things in our lives that we're excited
about. Stop this, Clark. Bohemian Rhapsody is coming out. And
Katie.
I'm
Katie, you can't break the rules like this. I am excited for Thanksgiving break because I would like a break. And I also like food and family. So that's what I'm excited for in life. Liz, what are you excited for in life?
I am going to a Ben Rector concert on Friday.
I've only
been to one concert in my life.
This is arts and entertainment.
No, that's my life. Okay, no, fine. You know what? I'm going to change mine. I'm not excited for Ben Rector. I don't even care about Ben Rector. I'm excited for my birthday, and I'm going to get a new pair of shoes.
There is that go. Really what you're going to do?
Liz, when is your birthday?
My birthday is November 13th. That's next Tuesday.
A month and 2 days after Corey's birthday.
Oh.
Did you say it's Tuesday?
Yeah, like this coming Tuesday.
That's Edward Sickle's birthday.
Who is that?
This episode is brought to you by Medward Sickle, as I like to call him. A very nice boy. Corey, what are you excited about in life?
I'm actually going to be in a wedding this weekend, and this will be my first time being in a wedding. So,
Who's the lucky lady?
Okay. I'm not getting married. But I guess technically the lucky lady is assumed to be Savannah Massey.
I didn't want to know that bad.
Okay, well, Hunter and I went to school together since like elementary school. So shout out to you, Hunter.
Yes, Hunter.
Great guy. I'm super happy for him. So
very cool.
Can't wait.
Katie, what non-arts entertainment things in life are you excited about?
I have this friend. Well, I have two friends, and they are getting married to each other in January, and I guess I'm pretty excited for that, because then...
Why would they choose January?
Good question. I don't know. You'll have to take it up with them. But one of them is going to be moving here after that, so they can, you know, live together, and I'm very excited, because that will make me happy.
But the wedding's going to suck.
It probably will
I'll
suck.
Be happy!
For those of you who do not know,
that's Clark, the
wonderful editor of the Lageria Arts and Entertainment Podcast, Clark Hubbard,
Jay Clark,
is getting married.
Married
on January
to Abby G. Peacher.
14th.
You might remember she's been on this show. Also, I'm best friends with her mother, if you remember much
via
from that
Twitter.
Episode. It's via
true.
Twitter, but now in real life because we've met. So.
Thank you for listening to Lageria, the arts entertainment podcast, where we word vomit about movies, music, TV shows, and sometimes our personal lives and what we're excited about. My name is Clark Hubbard.
My name is Corey Adams.
My name is Liz Caldwell.
And Catherine M. Chappelle.
Catherine M. Chappelle, thank you for joining us this week. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Stay tuned for the next episode of Lageria. We love you all very much, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.
Do, 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 do.
Lageria.